Hi, I'm Alice. You may have worked out I'm disabled. I have a disability of cerebral palsy, which affects all my four limbs. I love getting out and about, but as I'm sure you all know, it takes a little bit more planning than the average person, and it's not always easy to find out if a place is disability friendly. There are a lot of travel guides out there, but they don't always give you the first-hand experience on what accessibility and facilities there is for someone who is disabled. So join me as I explore counties around the UK and find out if some places still need improvement. In this first episode, I'm exploring how accessible is Kent. Welcome to my hometown of Tunbridge Wells. This is where I grew up, a town that represents a historical Iron Age. It is famously known for its architecture, the pantiles, creative arts, shopping, and non-stop leisure activities. I'm now going to get on the bus and I'm now going to show you how it is to travel around Tunbridge Wells. So come along with me and let's go. I'm on the bus. It's a bit cramped in here, but it's a great way for people to travel with a disability. We are heading up to the pantiles, and I'm going to show you what things there are to do there and also some places to eat. I'm getting hungry. Also, did I tell you, if you have a disability, you get bus travel for free around Kent as well. We are now outside the pantiles, and I'm going to take you to there, and we are going to a place that's very popular with the pantiles, a restaurant called the Grey Lady, where a lot of people come to this restaurant. Follow me.
I think it's closed.
Oh, right, they're not open.
Yeah. It's all down there, there's nobody.
Yeah. Sorry about that, everyone. The Grey Lady is closed, unfortunately, but it's one of the most popular places in the pantiles. But I'm going to take you now to another restaurant that I enjoy. After we found out the Grey Lady was closed, I went to the Pantiles Bar and Cafe, and I managed to interview a supervisor there about what food they do at the restaurant, how it caters for people with a disability, and what things need to be improved there. So what sort of food do you do at the Pantiles?
We do breakfast food and like more brunch. So we have everything from the full English to a steak sandwich.
Okay then, and what's it like for people visiting the Pantiles, like who have a disability?
Most of the cafes and restaurants do try to be as accommodating as possible, but there are certain limitations that they obviously can't change, like the stairs. They can't change the aesthetic of the outside, so like our outside tables are bunched together, like that wouldn't be very suitable for someone struggling to walk. We have a few people that come in with walking sticks, wheelchairs that are difficult to get in. We do try to be as accommodating as possible, but because of the limitations, it can be difficult.
Can you tell me about any events that you have at the Pantiles, and how accessible is this for people with disabilities?
So we do actually do a jazz night every Thursday on the Pantiles. And it can be quite busy and quite cramped. It's quite an odd kind of place to deal with anyway. But there it is outside and there is tables, so it is as accommodating as it could be, I think, without creating separate spaces.
If you could see like one thing be improved, what would it be?
The crowd management. So tables are packed, right, so it's hard for us to serve people, and even harder with people, even with people like with buggies, and we have a lot of children come around, and if we could work out the space a little bit better, I think it would be easier just for everyone.
So the Pantiles has a very interesting attraction. It is actually a waterfall, and I'm sitting there by it now, and this was invented in the Iron Age, it was, for people to come and drink the water to heal themselves, it was. It was free back then, but some people have to pay to still drink this water. In the Pantiles, there's an art gallery, there is. Unfortunately, however, because this is a historic Iron Age town, a lot of the shops are steps up near to them, which doesn't make it a great place, unfortunately, as the person said, for people with a disability. Even though the restaurants have a lot of life and stuff on a busy day, the day is quiet and it is quite dead for the Pantiles. But unfortunately, it's just not unfortunately accessible enough for someone with a disability.
even though they're great places to eat.
After we visited the art gallery, I went to the Pantiles Cafe to have something to eat.
I just don't know how we're going to get them here.
If you hold from the back, then obviously I can get in the step.
The Pantiles Bar and Cafe, there's things for everyone, including a full English breakfast, eggs and raw eggs for breakfast. They do avocado brunch, they do. That's the breakfast menu. Wait a minute. This is the... excuse me. This is the actual menu itself. So they do a chicken burger, they do truffle brunch, they do... and stuff. So yeah, they do quite a lot of stuff for everyone, they do. And stuff. I wonder what I'm going to have.
Would you like to order a drink first? What would you like to drink today?
Yeah, I'll order a drink. So can I have a cappuccino with oat milk, please?
Yeah.
So we are finished in Tunbridge Wells now, we have. And now we're going on to Maidstone, we are. And we are taking the train to there. So we are walking down to Tunbridge Wells station. It is day two of the recording. And it is very damp, wet, and also a bit windy as well. And I'm just crossing a road. That's another thing about Tunbridge Wells. It has a lot of slopes. It does for wheelchairs and stuff. Hello. I'm going to Maidstone West. I am. Just a single. How much would it be? I'm at Tunbridge Wells station and I'm about to get on the train to Maidstone West. I've just found out if you are in a wheelchair, you get 50% off travel going from Tunbridge Wells to Maidstone. So it's a really good route it is if you want to go to Maidstone. They do a special deal for you on the train. So that was really good. And now we're going to be getting on the train. We are.
Okay. Welcome aboard this southeastern service to Strood, calling at Yalding, Wateringbury, East Farley, Maidstone West, Maidstone Barracks, Aylesford, New Hythe, Snodland, Horling, Cuxton and Strood.
So we get on the train to Maidstone. It is very accessible, the South Eastern Railway, for people with disabilities. And when I get off, I'm going to interview someone from the Maidstone station.
We will shortly be arriving at Maidstone West. In the interests of your safety and security, CCTV is in operation on this service. If you see something that doesn't look right, speak to staff or text the British Transport Police on 61016. We'll sort it. See it, say it, sort it.
Tell me about like Maidstone West and what did it originate from, etc.
Okay, I don't know an awful lot about Maidstone West. I do know that it originally went towards Paddockwood first, I believe, and then it went off to Strood. Originally, there was a lot of hops that come through here for the brewery at Fremling Walk. And then as over time has gone on, it's just become more of a passenger hub. Now we do, half-hourly services, Paddockwood to Strood, and then you get the high-speed services in the morning and in the evening as well.
Okay, and what places are there to eat in Maidstone?
Oh, it depends what you want. You've got a couple of fast-food restaurants. You've got McDonald's, which is just outside the station. A couple of takeaways as well, just along the road. And if you go into Maidstone itself, you've got quite a few really mid-range restaurants, pretty good restaurants in there, but lots of variety.
Mm.
Mexican, Italian, French, there's a lot in there, yeah.
And how would you say that Maidstone is good for people with a disability, such as
wheelchairs and visually impaired?
Ooh, it's a tough one, really, for me. I'd say a lot of the probably the shopping centres are probably a bit more accessible. Maidstone is quite an old town, so there are still some very old roads and shops that still have steps. There's definitely, I think, more that could be done. The stations as well, there's definitely room for improvement. Maidstone East is probably the easiest one for, you know, accessibility-wise.
So Maidstone Barracks has stairs to it?
That's right, yeah, stairs to both platforms. There's no way out for anyone in a wheelchair, or it's very difficult for visually impaired as well.
We are now going to Maidstone to visit the Maidstone Museum, we are. So come along with me. As I look around when I'm travelling, the town is pretty abandoned. It's a few houses and a few trees, it is, and quite a narrow pavement. No, we can't do it. It's just too high. Like, the ledge is like 2 inches high, literally.
Yeah, but we cannot go through here as well. Look, we cannot even cross here.
No, I don't feel safe, and this is not safe.
Let's turn around, and I'll tell you one idea I have when we go there, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'll tell you one idea I had. Let's go there. We don't have that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's ridiculous. I mean, this is worse than Tunbridge Wells.
Oh yeah,
it is. I thought this was going to be like much more flat, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, how are people supposed to go to the Maidstone Museum from the station?
Yeah.
When there's no flat pavement.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, it's quite ridiculous. I don't know how they haven't done something so simple. But how they would put only one side flat, but the other side is not flat? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Why one side is flat and the other one is not flat?
That's, yeah. Daddy, there's no flat bit.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Daddy, we can't do it. We can't do it.
No.
Sorry everyone, listen to this, but we can't go.
Maybe
to the...
we have to take a bus. Another 7.
But Addy, that's not the whole point. The whole point is the pavements are literally, they're not flat at all.
No.
So it's a shame, but sorry everyone listening to this, but we can't go to the museum because the pavements are really uneven and it's actually very, very dangerous here and stuff. So I don't want to be alive to finish this documentary, this audio documentary. For my last destination, I'm going to be exploring how accessible is the coastal town in Kent of Ramsgate. My first stop is a disability drop-in centre, then York Street Art Gallery, and then finishing off at Ramsgate Pier. I'm on the train to Ramsgate and it's day 3, so we are heading down to one of the Kent coasts we are. And we're going to be exploring like what things are for people with a disability, and I'm also going to interview somebody from the Disability Drop-In Centre as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope you are as well. And so this is our last destination. So it should be all good. So I'm now outside Ramsgate Station and we are getting the bus to the Disability Drop-In Centre, where they give information and support for people with disabilities around this town. Since I don't know this town very well, it's really good for me to go there because I haven't got a clue where restaurants are and stuff. So it will be really cool. So, yeah, let's go there.
You're going to be a pain in the ass. You're going to make me get out of my seat.
The next stop is Westwood Bus Garage.
So we walk out onto a pavement with loads of houses, we do, and it's a bit strange for the disability centre to be here, but
you were looking for the disability drop-in centre.
Oh, it's not round here.
Is it not?
No, this is all.
That's what the map is giving me.
Oh, right. It's so weird. Oh, I don't know then.
It's 10 minutes away from here. But it's not very accessible for wheelchairs. Look, there's anything flat here.
No, it's not. It's definitely not round here.
No.
I would have thought it'd been more that way, near where the hypermarket is.
That's what we're just following the map, and just giving, but it's not a wheelchair accessible.
I don't think it is.
No. Right. And should we get the bus back?
It's a real shame, it really is. The art gallery, the York Art Gallery in Ramsgate, is closed on a Monday, unfortunately, which is when I'm recording this, but it's open on other days. It's open every other day apart from Monday, unfortunately. I have to come back and do that in another episode. But we're just heading down to the pier. And I'm hoping I can speak to someone there about, you know, the facilities of, you know, that accessible in Ramsgate and stuff. Like, I haven't had much luck because the disability centre I could not get to because the payments were awful. So I really hope that, you know, that the ending is going to be really good, I'm hoping, to this documentary. But yeah, there should be quite a lot of stuff that people should be able to do on Ramsgate here. So yeah, let's see.
I saw some place, Travel Lodge, there. Do you want to go to that Travel Lodge place or you want to go to the pier first?
I want somewhere I can interview someone. Do we go to the Travel Lodge?
Yeah, okay, it's up there.
So I just gone to the Travel Lodge because I want to see if they have information for people with disabilities. Hello, I know this sounds a bit of a weird question. I'm doing an audio documentary on about Kent and about obviously what places are accessible.
Yeah.
Would you just be able to tell me like what places are accessible in Ramsgate for people with disabilities?
So we've got the main
website. Is it alright if you can come out, is that alright?
If you want me to come, let me come around.
Yeah.
Whilst I'm at work right now, I'm not going to be able to do it right now.
Okay.
If you wanted to, back at a later date when I'm not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you be happy?
Can you just like tell me a few of the places that you know that are accessible?
So there's Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
There's quite a few.
few sort of everywhere. Sort of, we've got the pavements and stuff like that that are accessible. Yeah. We've got the bus routes. They have all the stuff like that. Quite a lot.
Yeah.
So we are at Ramsgate Beach, and the first thing I see is that it's not accessible for wheelchairs to get down onto the beach, which so many coastal towns in Kent and all in other countries have the same problem, where it's not accessible, which is a real shame because, like, it's really, like, nice here and it's really nice weather and the sand and with the sea, but unfortunately I can't get down onto there, so that's one thing. I feel that Ramsgate is really sort of kind of missing in terms of having access for disability. So we're on Ramsgate Pier, and I think this is a really good opportunity to end this documentary, this podcast documentary. I'm Alice Randall, you've been listening to, and thanks for listening. And I think it's clear to see that there are parts of Kent that are accessible, but there are also parts that really need to be improved, such as pavements and, you know, and really, like, things that a lot of people will enjoy, like beaches and stuff and everything, are still not improved, and, you know, and we're in 2024, and so, you know, this is something that I would like to be seen done, really, with pavements and just places that are accessible, really, and stuff, you know, because we should all... we should all be included, no matter what disability we have. Anyway, I'm Alice Randall, and thanks for listening.